Well, there's been a rise of anti-Islamic attacks on American Muslims following the attacks in Paris and now San Bernardino, California. The nation's largest Muslim advocacy group claims the number of hate crimes is nearly at the level it was in the weeks after 9/11. NPR's John Burnett reports from Texas, where the anti-Muslim voices seem especially loud.
Irving, Texas is a city of 230,000 that borders Dallas on the northwest. More than a third of its citizens are foreign-born. It's home to the world headquarters of ExxonMobil and Kimberly-Clark, and one of the largest mosques in North America. Last month, a group of protesters showed up on the sidewalk in front of the mosque, shouldering loaded rifles and holding a sign that says, "Stop the Islamization of America." Their spokesman is a man who identifies himself as David Wright, and he brings a 12-gauge tactical shotgun to demonstrations.
"I can show up and protest unarmed and be a sitting duck for the next pair of ISIS members that decide to come along and blow our heads off, like in California. Or I can show up there, prepare to defend myself."
In September, Irving made national news when police arrested a 14-year-old Muslim boy for bringing a homemade clock to his high school. Authorities thought it looked like a bomb. In Garland, northeast of Dallas, two Islamic extremist gunmen were killed by police in May outside of a meeting where people had gathered to mock the Prophet Muhammad. And in Richardson, north of Dallas, there was another armed protest at a mosque in October. Aliyah Salem is director of the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, a Muslim advocacy group. She says 2015 has been a banner year for hatred in the Dallas area.
"I get a lot of razzing from my fellow advocates saying things like, oh, I wish we worked in Texas. It's so much more exciting down there. And I'm like, please come down here. I'll give it to you."
Just last week, the Texas Rebel Knights, a white supremacist group, announced they too want to protest at the Irving Mosque, though the date keeps changing. The mosque is housed in a domed arabesque building in the middle of a residential suburb. The religious leader, Imam Zia Sheikh, says his mosque finds itself in a difficult position these days.
"On the one hand, we have to try to maintain good relationships with everyone, to show the Islamic hospitality and good manners. But when you have these kinds of rallies and protests on your doorstep, it becomes difficult to do that."
The large and thriving Muslim population in the Dallas area lives and works in an environment that is growing more harsh toward their religion. Note this recent sermon delivered the Sunday after the ISIS attacks in Paris by Reverend Robert Jeffress. He's pastor of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, one of the largest, most influential members of the Southern Baptist Convention.
"And make no mistake about it, Islam is just not another way to approach God. Islam is a false religion, and it is inspired by Satan himself."
At the end of his sermon, Jeffress got a standing ovation. Most folks date the anti-Islam mood in the region to an Irving City Council meeting last March. By a narrow margin, the council passed a resolution that Muslims claimed was hostile to their religion and supporters insist was merely patriotic. The council backed a state law that would have told mosque authorities that their religious tribunals have to conform to U.S. laws. Imams pushed back that they never intended to impose Sharia law on their congregations. Irving Mayor Beth Van Dyne has gone on the conservative media circuit to defend her city. She gave this comment after a luncheon in Dallas last week.
"Anybody who thinks that being pro-American equates to being Islamophobe says a lot more about that person than it does about the council supporting American laws and American courts."
With domestic terrorism seemingly on the rise, suspicion of American Muslims is certain to increase. Former Irving Mayor Marvin Randall, who owns a countertop company, says he doesn't think his community is out of the main.
"We don't think that just because Muslims are here that they are terrorists. But what we read in the paper about the Muslims over in Paris and all of these things makes you a little bit jittery. You still have a little question mark about it."
The director of the local Muslim advocacy group, Aliyah Salem, says when Klansmen with the Texas Rebel Knights announced they were coming to town to protest at a mosque, that was the tipping point. She says in the past week, dozens of churches, synagogues, and other sympathizers have contacted her to stand in solidarity with North Texas Muslims. That will be on display this Saturday when two dueling demonstrations are planned outside Dallas area mosques, one for, one against Islam. John Burnett, NPR News, Irving, Texas.